Was yesterday a vote loss? Hold on a second. Let me tell you about It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Folks, listen to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, especially after every game. If Daryl yelling at us yesterday was any indication, they are fiery episodes. Subscribe to the podcast now, 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Was yesterday a vote loss?
I said no. I said it was just on Class A having maybe one of the worst performances you could ever imagine. I mean, I know he blew saves last year. He was unhittable this year. And that pitch that he threw, he hung, has been, for the most part, unhittable this year.
Well, Jason even came on and said he asked him, and Class A said he was trying to throw it in the dirt. And it obviously was not in the dirt or anywhere near the dirt because it ended up in right field.
Well, Owen, you wanted to say something while Lyman and I were yelling at each other at 6 o'clock.
Hey, he wanted to say stop yelling.
It was a miscommunication.
I wanted to say this is horrible.
Well, I think he wanted us to keep yelling at each other, but he had his own opinion on this. Would you have brought in a Sobrowski or would you have,
yeah, like, I probably would have brought in Walters or Sobrowski.
In real time, would you have done that?
Yes. Okay. I was, like I told you guys, I said not knowing what was going on in the bullpen or anything like that, I was a little surprised to see Class A because it felt like we're in this classic pitcher's duel, and this thing could be extras. And they don't do the ghost runner on second in the playoffs. So now we're back to old school extras that might go 15, 16 innings. And I knew, you know, you got to keep Gavin Williams is like your long man right now. Well, you got to keep him around for the start. So Vogt's obviously trying to skew the pitch counts for all of his relievers and get them through extra, like, instead of four outs for a reliever, or three outs for a reliever, trying to get four, right, from everybody. And so I thought they would probably, especially Walters and Sobrowski, who have no experience, right? They're young guys. Come in, get one out in the eighth, and then we're going to fresh Class A in the ninth.
We are
going
to have to do this where we lock in opinions during games. We used to do that during postseason games. Like, you have to lock in an opinion because it's so easy to second guess. Like, I want to say the same thing, Owen, because I saw him warming up because we had the game on silent. Because I was over in the newsroom, so it's like, da 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 da. You looked over, and I'm like, Emmanuel's warming up. And I thought, man, I don't know if I would do something like this. It's like, well, okay, it's easy to say that now at 8:49 in the morning on Tuesday instead of 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday when it's actually going down.
No one else was up in the pen, right? It was just him?
Yes. So I thought, I agree with you. I would have rather have been Walters or Sobrowski coming in the eighth inning with one man with one to go. And then if you would have got yourself to like a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the eighth, then of course then I would bring in Emmanuel Clase in the top of the ninth. But I did think, I go, well, okay. He brought him in last week, or he brought him in on Saturday. It's a 7-0 game, but it's been a week since he's pitched in a meaningful game. He needs work, too. Okay, put him out there. He's a guy who pitches one inning a day, and he's supposed to be out there every day or just about every single day because he's a closer. Does he need more work than some of the other guys? Maybe he does. So we brought him out there, and it's not about just needing work because I thought that game could have still went either way at that juncture. Sure. And so you think, okay, they brought their guy out for 7 innings, who's their shutout guy. Now you need to bring out our shutout guy. So I can understand where he is. That's why I can't sit there and scream and yell and say that he sucks. Or vote. I can't say that he sucks.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would think that. But even if you thought he made a mistake.
On my kids, I would have went on with Sobrowski.
And at least the people sitting around me, and I'm sure you probably felt the same way at home, once you got through Scooble, he's out, right? Like, you're like, okay, we're in the driver's seat now.
Yeah.
We now control the destiny of the game. We, you know, conquered the major hurdle that we saw coming into the game. It's
a disappointment, and you missed an opportunity. It's both of those things. But so many people said yesterday, I don't know if we're going to win this one. That's Scooble. He's great. He's great against us. And this, even though I think he'd only been one game before us or one game with us this year, Scooble's great. And I don't know, you know, just I'm glad we won on Saturday. So if you're saying that, even though, yes, you missed an opportunity, certainly you did. And you grounded into two double plays that killed your momentum in those games. If they would have got through, it would have changed the entire complexion of the game. Because it finally seemed like you were getting a hit
in the sixth, bottom of the sixth. Rocchio has a double. He's on second. Kwan hits it into left field, and stop signs put up. You know, it wasn't deep left. It would have been a play at the plate.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely would have been a play at the plate.
But I would have held
against
him
the Cy Young winner with one out.
You would have sent him.
Yeah. Let's take our shot.
I thought it was fair to say.
If you can put one on him and start to put some doubt into A.J. Hinch's mind, maybe you knock him out an inning earlier. Maybe you change the fate.
Did Fry swing at the first pitch offered? Or was that Jimenez? Or was that both? I thought one of them did. I thought it was Jimenez who swung at the first pitch offered. Yeah,
I think he did. I'll tell you.
Yeah, because Noel got hit in the very next pitch. Yeah. He swung at it.
No.
Double grounded in.
And Fry, it was the third pitch.
Okay. To me, the thing that stood out about this series
Jimenez
is that so bizarre. It's five games in 8 days and another day off in between. And that's why all along, I think people around the team were talking about there could be instances where you go back in time and it's kind of like the Andrew Miller situation with Class A and maybe other guys too.
I mean, Tito brought him into the sixth before.
Sure,
in the
playoffs. So I think, yes, it was surprising to some people that hadn't seen Class A do that outside of one game this year, which was against the A's. Being it was 0-0, I know that also kind of muddies it as well. And also, interestingly enough, we didn't even talk about this. It was Hedges catching him in the eighth, and then Bo Naylor comes in the ninth.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if you're more apt to, if that changes, I don't know, not a rhythm, but you're sitting there watching a catcher who is going with different locations. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you know, he went with three straight sliders, and the slider just didn't do anything.
But
it totally missed.
Class A would have to know because
it's like
Bo
a change
had to know that in the ninth, if they're put in a situation in the eighth to pitch hit for Hedges, Hedges knows he's getting pitch hit for there.
For sure.
Bo knows he's getting pitch hit for there. You would have to assume Emmanuel Class A knew that there was going to be a change there too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I can't blame it on any one person. I can understand Vogt's decision to it, but hand to God, I would have brought out Sobrowski or Walters for it. But it's an easy thing for me to say, again, at 8:50 in the morning the next day.